We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/lawless. Just go to Indeed.com/lawless right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/lawless. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello, sunshine. I'm Alexis Lawless, and welcome to the State of the Union podcast presented by State Farm. We come to you again, as always, live. Well, not as always, but certainly over the last month and over the last couple of weeks here from Doha, Qatar, site of the World Cup. We roll on with more four-game days, but two windows, as these are the third games in the group play. We got ourselves a hell of a day. There was some incredible stuff that went on. Where should we start? Well, you know what? I'm not going to bury the lead here. When it comes to a lot of the things that we talk about in the States, a lot of it has to do with Mexico. And this is a Mexican team that, as we mentioned, came into this tournament with pretty low expectations from the fan base. And guess what? The fan base was not wrong in that Mexico does not come out of the group. And that is, in and of itself, a surprise given their long, long history of doing that. So they sure as hell aren't getting to the Quinta Partido, right? And Tata Martino, as we speak here, who knows? He might be on a plane home, and that will be it for him when it comes to the Mexican national team. Certainly underwhelming performance by Mexico. But for a lot of Mexican fans, probably not unexpected. Now, the way that they went out is always interesting and unique. Final score, Mexico 2, Saudi Arabia 1. Let's see here. Let's just go over quickly. Martin gets the first. Chavez gets the second. And it has to be said, they were kicking the crap out of Saudi Arabia. And they have only themselves to blame in that they needed to get that third goal in order to go over Poland. As it ended out in this moment, Poland loses to Argentina, but they are constantly looking at the other game because they knew if it stayed 2-1, 2-0, when it comes to Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Mexico needed to score another goal, or Argentina needed to score another goal. Argentina doesn't care about Mexico. They did what they needed to do. They got the win. They ended up finishing first in the group after losing that first game. Clint Dempsey, who is fond of letting us know about the 11% chance that you have after losing your first game in group play of going on, we're seeing multiple teams that have actually bucked that trend, including this Poland team. So they go through, and Mexico goes home. Saudi Arabia starting off the tournament beating Argentina. That was incredible. They had their moment. They got themselves a goal. Al-Dasari gets himself a goal here, a consolation goal. They go home with their heads held high, and they can go and ride those new Rolls Royces, evidently, allegedly, that they are getting for that big win over Argentina. And Argentina wins the group and totally redeems themselves in terms of the eyes of a lot of people who saw them faltering and did not live up to what we thought coming into this World Cup was going to be a much more balanced and very, very good Argentine team. They're very, very good. And those of you that did pick Argentina to win, you should feel much better about your pick than you did at the beginning of the group. And they are just getting better and better and better. And really, they were all over Poland for most of the, not most of the game, for all of the game. Never was it in doubt as to who was going to win the game, despite Lewandowski and Poland. Now, the fun thing is when you have these games is the game gets over. Poland knows that if Mexico scores, because they still had some minutes to play, that Poland's going out of the tournament. We saw Chesney, the goalkeeper for Poland, in his interview after the game. There were some nervous minutes there, and it was incredible drama and theater going back and forth and seeing these two crowds, knowing that even though the game was over and whatever the score was, things could happen and things could change for the better or for the worse. So congratulations to Poland. Congratulations to Argentina. From a CONCACAF perspective, yet another CONCACAF team goes out. So now Mexico is out. Canada is out. We'll see what happens tomorrow with the Ticos of Costa Rica, and we'll see if Pura Vida continues to live on. In the other group, we had Australia and Denmark. And listen, I'll be the first to tell you that I didn't think Australia was going to do anything. They came in the playoff, so it was a last-ditch type of thing. And they did not come in with a lot of expectations, but they don't care about your expectations. They don't care what I think. They don't care what you think. All they care about is what they believe, and that is what they believe is in themselves. Australia ends up beating Denmark. By the way, everyone's dark horse. Whoosh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Denmark. You screw everybody's bracket up. You come in with all these lofty expectations, and not only do you not go through, but you end up losing to Australia. But Lecky gets the goal. Congratulations, Australia. And did you see the scenes over there in Australia? I think there were some Sydney or Melbourne. But they're having a big old party. And keep in mind, that's happening in the middle of the night. And people are getting up in the middle of the night, whether it's in the U.S., whether it's in Australia and other places, and they are watching their team. And they were rewarded for staying up or getting up in the middle of the night to watch their team. Huge, huge. Thousands and thousands of people at these watch parties. It was wonderful. The fourth game, and I'm not going in chronological order here, Tunisia 1, France 0. Now, it's a little misleading. Congratulations to Tunisia, by the way, on a big win. And I think that that's an incredible victory, a historic type of moment that you can certainly hang your hat on, even if you are if you're going home. France started a completely, it has to be said, a B team. Very, very good team, and one that probably should have found a way to finish Tunisia. And let me give you a little peek behind the scenes. My top 10 list in terms of my of the World Cup here, I had to move France because I was not impressed even with their B team. Now, their A team's great, and Mbappe came in and Griezmann came in. That's all fine and well. But in terms of my top 10 list, you can falter. And this was kind of a falter. It's not a good look for France, even with the B team, to lose to Tunisia. But they give them that moment to celebrate. And with Kadri getting the goal. Let's see, anything else here from the games? Not so much. I will say this, some of the conversations that you hear when we are over at our set over there with myself and guys like Clint Dempsey and Landon Donovan and Marisa Du. Today it was hilarious listening and watching Clint Dempsey and Marisa Du argue the abilities and the talent and who had more talent surrounding them, Messi with Argentina or Ronaldo with Portugal. And I've never seen Clint Dempsey get so fired up in terms of being adamant that Messi, for a number of cycles now, has had much more talent than Cristiano Ronaldo. And then it got into, the Diego Maradona and the Messi conversation, who had more talent? And my good friend David Mossy, who, as you can see, is not here tonight, he's off there working, he did chime in our ears and basically put the hammer down and say, when it comes to Messi with Argentina and his generation and Diego Maradona with his team and his generation, it is not even close. Messi has had much more talent for a much longer period and much more depth of talent surrounding him than Diego Maradona has, who we know. I mean, he basically put that team on his shoulders. I'm not saying that he didn't have talent around him, but relative to what Messi has had around him, Diego Maradona put that team on his shoulders and won the World Cup. And this is all in the context of Messi, which could have been the final game that we saw him here at the World Cup, and probably the final game that we saw him play at a World Cup. But he said, no, that's not happening. And his other friends, by the way, to my point, picked up the slack, got the goals, ultimately got the win. Messi did miss a penalty, and that happens. The other question or the discussion we had was, if you only could take one penalty for all the money in the world to save mankind, to win the game between Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, who would you pick? I think most of us came down on Cristiano Ronaldo's side. So, Let's see. What tomorrow? We got more games coming tomorrow. We got all sorts of stuff, including Croatia and Belgium and Canada and Morocco and Japan and Spain. And as I said, pura vida, Costa Rica versus Germany. So if today was any indication, there will be plenty of drama and plenty of theater to happen tomorrow. And who knows? Maybe some upsets. And when we sit here tomorrow, while we have one CONCACAF team in and two CONCACAF teams out, that fourth CONCACAF team in Costa Rica, we'll see if they find a way to get through. We've been having a really good time here in where are we again? Yeah, Doha. Thanks, Sean. Sean just told me where we are here in Doha. It's been very, very fun, but we are getting down to the end here of the group stage, and those brackets are starting to line up. And starting this weekend, we will be off to the races when it comes to the final 16. And I'm just happy when it comes to that the United States is in after what happened yesterday. I guess it's 2 days ago now, because we're already past the midnight timeline. Thank you so much for tuning into these real quick snippets. I hope that they are helpful. And listen, these are just, you know, Cliff Notes versions of what is happening. If you're watching, there's all sorts of stuff that is going on. And listen, if you want deep dives, there's plenty of great folks out there that can give that to you. But these are just a little bit of a informational type of thing at the end of the day, so you get you caught up when you're heading off into work or off into school. And speaking of school, I just want to reiterate, thank you again to all of the teachers and the educators and the administrators out there. These pictures and these videos that are coming in of the kids that are watching the World Cup at school, it warms the cockles of my redheaded heart to see it. I love that people are coming together. If you are one of those cool teachers, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're not, be a cool teacher. This is a cool thing. Hey, use it in your lesson plan, all right? You can study political science, or you can study geography, or you can study culture relative to all the teams and all of the different history that we have through a soccer game, through a soccer tournament. It's wonderful to see. Very, very, very little brings us together and unites us as a country. And the fact that so many people are watching this World Cup, even that don't even know anything about soccer, or not even necessarily in the past have cared about soccer, but are there, and the November, December window is making it really interesting and unique as to what's happening, it makes me so, so happy that is happening. You should be one of them. And it's not too late. There's plenty of soccer to be had. It doesn't take a whole lot of knowledge. It doesn't take a whole lot of history. It's going to be fun. And guess what? The U.S., your U.S. team, is playing this Saturday in the round of 16 against the Netherlands. Perfect time for you to get involved. Plenty of room in the tent. Come on in. It's warm. It's accommodating. It is the place to be. It is the club. That's what I'm talking about. All right, we'll talk again tomorrow on the State of the Union. And as always, we are presented by State Farm. Mossy, he may or may not be here tomorrow. We'll see. He's getting slammed, but we miss him. We love him, and he will be back. Don't you worry. Until then, and as always, my friends, size the day.